The new Congress has been seated, and it includes history-making Mondaire Jones of New York's 17th District. Jones succeeds fellow Democrat Nita Lowey, who did not seek re-election after 16 terms. Jones is the first openly gay Black person to represent the district that includes all of Rockland County and part of Westchester, along with Afro-Latino New York City Congressman Richie Torres.
And the first openly gay Black congressman in the United States history, it feels tremendous. Most of all, it is a very humbling experience to have earned the trust of the great people of Westchester and Rockland counties. Is something I do not take lightly, and it is something that I'm going to be working every single day to keep. Because I know that folks like myself, members of Congress, are only in Congress for as long as the people will allow them to serve. And so I carry with me the aspirations and dreams and fears of the great people of Westchester and Rockland County to the People's House, which I believe can still do the work of the American people, especially if things go well in Georgia on January 5th with these runoffs. We need a United States Senate that will work collaboratively with us to pass real COVID-19 relief, to address the climate crisis, to expand housing opportunities all throughout this country. And of course, we'll soon have a president and a vice president who believe in science and will manage us effectively out of this once-in-a-century pandemic.
And speaking of the outgoing president, what do you think about pursuing justice against him after he leaves office?
I'm looking forward to seeing what Tish James, the Attorney General of New York, does with her sweeping jurisdiction over the many crimes that have been committed by this president, members of his family, and members of his circle generally. The corruption has been unbridled in this presidential administration over the past 4 years. And Congress certainly has a role to play in terms of exercising its constitutional prerogative to investigate and to oversee agencies, and of course to legislate in such a way that will ensure that the things that have happened, the failures of our institutions over the past 4 years, never happen again. And I'm looking forward to being part of that as a member of the powerful House Judiciary Committee.
Right, and given you will be serving on the Judiciary Committee, who do you want for Attorney General, or who do you think that pick should be?
It is the prerogative of President Joe Biden to nominate whoever he wants to be Attorney General. My expectation and recommendation is that it will be, first and foremost, someone who believes very strongly in the rule of law, which I have no doubt will be the nominee. And I would like to see someone who will bring his or her lived experiences that hopefully reflect an understanding of what it's like to be discriminated against in our society and to be marginalized. Now, I think that's always important to have people for whom policy is personal at the helm of executive agencies and departments. But I've got to tell you, after 4 years of a corrupt attorney general, and we've had a few over the past 4 years, I want in competence. I want someone who is just able, who's expert in the field, and who has integrity, and who will be willing, if necessary, to stand up to the president as it concerns matters of the rule of law.
Names?
There are so many great candidates in the legal profession, and I really want to not interfere in that to the extent that there are so many great candidates under consideration.
Congress votes January 6th to certify President-elect Joe Biden's victory in the Electoral College. As you know, several Republican lawmakers plan to reject electors from certain states. What do you think of this?
It's so disappointing to see sitting members and incoming members of the United States Congress, whether it is the House or the Senate, agree with this president that the will of the American people ought to be subverted by overturning what was a fair election. And certainly to the extent it was unfair, it was people of color in places like Georgia who saw their right to vote suppressed. And Joe Biden and Kamala Harris still got elected. So we've got to make sure that we are doing away with that nonsense that Republicans in Congress are agreeing to participate in. Thankfully, you've seen people like Lisa Murkowski in Alaska and Toomey and Senator Toomey from Pennsylvania say, "You guys got to stop this. This is unacceptable. This is not how we behave in a civilized society." Certainly, federal and state judges have uniformly tossed out these frivolous lawsuits that supporters of this outgoing president have been filing. I happen to think that these lawyers should be disbarred, by the way, for filing such patently frivolous lawsuits. But there will be a time for that as well. And then we need to move on to do the work of the American people. That means passing real COVID-19 relief, addressing the climate crisis, expanding housing opportunities, helping small businesses, and of course, making sure that state and local municipalities get the aid that they need from the federal government to fund essential government services.
Anything else you wanted to mention?
One thing I just want people to understand is that our democracy is broken, and we have to pass the For the People Act. It contains a number of key provisions aimed at restoring our democracy. Automatic voter registration, that would enfranchise an additional 50 million people nationally, an end to partisan gerrymandering of congressional districts so that people who are QAnon adherents cannot safely coast to victory just because they prevailed in a primary election and therefore are forced to be more responsive to the electorate. And, of course, the For the People Act would create a system of public financing of congressional elections so that folks from working-class backgrounds like myself have a fighting chance and a fair chance at winning congressional seats. That's how we're going to get better policies. Common sense legislation like universal background checks and an end to assault weapons and making sure that we pass robust climate change legislation that really meets the scale of the looming crisis. And making sure that we pass real COVID-19 relief so that billionaires and the super rich who have purchased congressional and Senate seats like Kelly Loeffler cannot continue to block $2,000 survival checks because they don't know what it's like to struggle in this broken economy.
Jones holds numerous leadership positions in the 117th Congress, including serving as freshman representative to leadership, a deputy whip of the Congressional Progressive Caucus, and co-chair of the LGBTQ Equality Caucus. He also, as mentioned, serves on the House Judiciary Committee. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau on the campus of Vassar College, I'm Hudson Valley Bureau Chief Allison Dunn.